today what tomorrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know ruleth o'er everything, and all of my worry is vain. I'm living by faith in Jesus above. I'm trusting, confiding in His great love. And from all harm saved in His sheltering arm. I'm living by faith, and I feel no alarm. And though tempests may blow and the storm clouds arise, obscuring the brightness of life, I'm never alarmed at the overcast sky. The Master looks on at the strife. I'm living by faith in Jesus above. I'm trusting, confiding in His great love. And from all harm saved in His sheltering arm. I'm living by faith, and I feel no alarm. And I know that He safely will carry me through, no matter what evils betide. Why should I then care, though the tempest may blow, if Jesus walks close to my side? Oh, I'm living by faith in Jesus above, and I'm trusting, confiding in His great love.
What could be greater? Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. I love that song. God bless you. What a broadcast we're going to have today. No doubt about it. Got a great broadcast coming. Got a great broadcast before us, and you saw the title. I hope you saw that. Let me put it up again. President Donald Trump and the One World Order. President Donald Trump and the One World Order. We're trying to get you to understand the One World Order that Antichrist has planned for our world. God the Father is allowing this scenario of Satan to finish his reign before he's dropped into the bottomless pit and finally into the lake of fire. And so learning all of these Bible prophecies is a wonderful part of spiritual maturity. And so I want you involved. I hope you'll get involved. I want a lot of questions. Now, when you talk about the One World Order and President Donald Trump, you need to understand that over the last years prior to his election as president, our nation has been moving closer and closer into the New World Order, the One World Order. President Obama took out the stops for 8 years in moving us into a world system, a world program, bringing us under the scrutiny of men in many different countries who are nothing but, you know, dictators. This man was a sad spectacle of taking America down and reducing us to a third world nation. And then here comes Donald Trump. And he's like a bulldog in a china closet. And he has been changing and fixing and returning things to a decent order. And the liberals, the Democrats, the liberals, the left hate him with a passion. Even this new justice that we have, nothing really that has been found to destroy him except their own shenanigans. I get it out right here. And so it's been an ugly picture, and it's broke my heart to watch it. But now we are moving on toward a nation free from this New World Order. And that's not going to stop the New World Order from happening. It's going to happen over the globe. It's going to happen over the globe. But America doesn't have to be a part of that. I think God has a better plan for America. And before this program is over, I'm going to tell you about it. Now, if you're listening by Facebook, please share this. We need thousands hearing this broadcast today. This broadcast is shattering. The Bible is plain. I can take you to Zechariah chapter 5 and Revelation chapter 18 and show you everything that we're talking about that is occurring. And we all can be grateful that we have a president. He doesn't know the Bible and Bible prophecy. I don't have any reason to believe he's a born-again man. He's a good man, a good, decent man. He's a good American. I don't know what his relationship with God is, but God is using him. See, you can go back and study history, friend, and see how God has used men at times that had no awareness of God. Nebuchadnezzar, I mean, you can name many of these men in previous history whom God used to bring to pass his will. God's will be done finally and rightly, regardless of what men say or what men do. Now, I believe that the election on November the 6th will be an outstanding triumph for the president and for conservative thinking people. I just believe we're headed in the right direction, and I believe God's going to protect us and carry us through, and we're going to see the end results that fulfills the Bible promise. Now, I'm going to tell you what I believe that God ordained America for from our beginning. Of course it was for us. Of course we Americans love what God has given us in our nation. I am proud to be a citizen of the United States of America. I am proud to be a citizen here in North Carolina and Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm proud of that. I'm happy about that. But the plan of God was much bigger than you and me. The plan of God was much bigger than just a free country here on this continent of America. The plan of God was to protect Israel. The plan of God was to protect Israel. And the plan of God has to do with the end time scenario and all that's going to occur. And I'm probably going to say things you don't believe. I'm probably going to say some things that I can't back up with scripture. I just have to give you 1 Chambers 2 and 3 or 2 Chambers 3 and 1 or something like that. My opinion. And I'll make sure you know that's my opinion, and that's not a Bible prophecy. That's not what I'm saying God has showed me. God showed me that Hillary Clinton would never be president, and I knew that. Never doubted it. Not one time did I doubt it. I got scared on that evening a little bit because the media had already elected her, and I fell on my face, and God took care of that. In a short moment, I knew it was all taken care of. In fact, I actually said, God, are you going to hang me out to dry? Are you going to let that woman get in as president? And the Holy Ghost immediately let me know it wasn't going to happen. And I did not have to worry. And I went home and sat in my easy chair and watched God work his glorious will. Isn't God good? Hallelujah. And God's still working his glorious will. And God is using Donald Trump right now to do some things that are breathtaking. You realize that America is the only nation on the face of this earth that has its embassy in Jerusalem? Are you aware of that? America, the only nation on the face of this earth that has its embassy in Jerusalem, because God has a plan for America and Israel. God has a plan. He will protect those Jews during the coming Holocaust and horrible things that's going to happen. Their darkest hour is yet to come. Their darkest hour is yet to come. The Antichrist will destroy a multitude of them. It will be a horrible thing to imagine what's going to happen. But God, I believe, will use America to stand by Israel even after the rapture. I believe God will use America to stand by Israel during the tribulation period. Now, these are breathtaking things, and you can ask me any question you want to ask me, and I'll do my best to answer you, and I'm standing on the word. You know, I really have been saying this for years. I really have. I've been saying it for many years. I've stayed out of it since President Trump became the president, and kind of waited and watched and listened to God and tried to get myself ready for God to use me however it pleases him to bring you the truth and to help a multitude of people get right with God. I pray today that so many sinners, so many people who don't have time for God, and are busy doing their own things, and are worldly, and many times wicked people, evil people, people that are just blaspheming God. You can't blaspheme the Holy Ghost and get forgiveness, but all other kinds of blasphemy you can get forgiveness for. And I'm calling on you to get on your knees and get yourself right with God. It is a desperate need. Now, our president has been tearing down the one world plan that includes America and America's part in that plan. He's been busy doing it, one thing after the other. The embassy in Jerusalem was one of those big things that really got hatred and got attention. But many other things, the realm of government, many other things, stopping American taxpayers' funding of abortion. And I'm praying now that soon the Supreme Court can outlaw Roe versus Wade completely, because it never was according to the Constitution of this United States. Now, my friend, this one world order that's coming is going to be a three-prong one world order. Zechariah chapter 5 really deals with that, dealing with it like three women. Two women, bearing an ephah, which is a container bearing economic ideas. And those two forces is religion and politics. And the third is the economy and the world system of commerce and monetary action, all that goes with it. And so these three prongs are almost perfected. I might say they are perfected, but I'm sure there's some things that I don't know about that are yet to occur. A one world political system. You see it developing. You know how Obama, I mean, he was bowing his head to anybody on the face of this earth, and he was submitting America and saying, we're so ashamed of what we are and what we've been. And I mean, he was tearing us down. But somehow that has changed, and thank God for that. And then this one world economy. Well, you can look at it. You know we're close to a one world economy. I mean, right at the very edge of it being complete and completely perfected. And the final results will be that someone can make a dictate and can control everybody on the face of the earth, or they can't buy or sell. That's not hooked up quite to that perfection yet. And I don't know of anybody that would have control from the top to control every commerce action at the same time. I don't know that. I don't know how close we are, but I can tell you we're close. And I can tell you that one world system is in the making. It's in the making. Well, one world religion is the third, and everybody knows how close that is. I mean, when you look at the religions, it's going to be led, and a big part of it will be the Catholic Church. And you know how the evangelicals, even the charismatics, and even the Pentecostals are going home to Rome, and they all talking about getting together and doing things together and doing things in as one mind. Well, that's what's coming, a one-world political system, a one-world economic system, and a one-world religion. Now, you got to listen to me. It's not going to be a peaceable situation. Go to the book of Daniel, chapter 11, and you'll see one force after the other coming against the Antichrist. I'm telling you, it will be one force after the other coming against the Antichrist. It'll be a fight to the core. It'll be a fight to the finish. It will go on the whole 7 years of the one world order. It will be a big wartime. It will be fighting, fighting, fighting. And of course, there'll be many people in America trying to change America to be part of the system one time after the other. depending on who's in control and who's the political forces. America will be in a battle during the whole period. But if God helps us and if men like Trump stays in office, we will still be there for Israel. And I believe that that will be true. I really do. Let's leave it to God. That's my opinion. That's what I see in the scripture. I don't have a direct verse to say it. America, as far as I know, is not named anywhere in the scripture, but I look at what we've done and how we have felt and how we've treated Israel and what side we've taken in those many things, and it's very much. Now, what's going to happen is they're going to determine to destroy America. There is no ifs and ands about it, but if God don't let them, they can't. You understand that? And if we have men like Trump and then Pence, if Jesus should tarry that long, who knows how long it's going to be. We don't know when Jesus is coming. I'm looking for him immediately. I'm looking for him before Christmas this year. I'm looking for him before 2018 is over. But if he doesn't come, I'm going to keep on laboring. I'm going to keep on teaching you. I'm going to keep on bringing the truth out. And I'm going to keep on showing you exactly what God is saying and what God is doing. But I am so grateful. I am so grateful that at this moment we're being dominant over the world because of Trump. I know that the world's going to try their best to stop that. I mean, they hate it. They hate it. The Democrat Party, you know they're part of the devil because everything they're doing sounds satanic. Their attitudes, their actions, their lies, everything about it. It's amazing. I could have never thought a political party in America could go so far downward. I really did not believe it could happen. But it has happened. And we see it everywhere. And we hear it on the news. And if you watch CNN and NBC and those secular stations like that, you're going to hear all kinds of things. If you believe their lies, you haven't got a chance to think right and to hear right. But if you understand this Bible is plain, friend. It's going to be a one world order. It cannot start until there's a rapture. The very next event is the trumpet sounded and the rapture of the bride of Christ. And then following that rapture of the bride of Christ, somewhere right in there, there'll be the war of Gog and Magog, in which the nations north of Israel and surrounding Israel will march on Israel and do their level best to destroy it. But they will fail because America will be there for Israel also. But God will be there. And God is the one that's really going to be the important one when that battle comes. And I just hope America's on Israel's side, because when we on Israel's side, that puts us on God's side. When we on Israel's anger side against Israel, that puts us against God and God against us. And you got to understand that. Those who cut down Israel, their angels, the Bible says, right now overwatching the walls of Jerusalem to protect that city. Oh, it is a joy to live in such an hour. I'm telling you, there's a lot of prophets in the Bible would love to live now, like you and I have the privilege of. I am proud that I'm alive right now. I'm proud that I'm alive right now. Now, I want to tell you, tomorrow night, we got a special speaker. He's a Church of God pastor from Wilson Mills Church of God down east. And he's a precious man, a very precious man. And I don't want you to miss hearing him. Brother Larry Hunt. Brother Larry Hunt, he'll be here tomorrow night. Blessed Brother Larry's heart. I think he's going to call me. He's listening to this program along with a lot. Oh, man, I've got more and more preachers listening to this program. You know, I just got back Thursday from being down in Alabama. I was there from Saturday evening. 10 o'clock I got there after the broadcast last Saturday. 7 hours on the road. And then about 7 or 8 hours on the road coming home Thursday. I chased the storm and caught it in Gastonia. Literally, it already passed down there when I got on the highway. But by the time I got to Gastonia, I was coming in the edge of it. And right on into Charlotte. Wow, I didn't have any idea how many lights was out and how much the wind was blowing up here. I didn't know it. I really didn't. I caught it in Gastonia and made my way in home 2 o'clock Thursday, I guess it was. Was I glad to be home. I'm glad to be here today. I'm glad to be here today. Now, we're going to take calls, and I'm excited about that. I love to take calls. I really do. Let's take one here. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Hey, Pastor Sammy.
Hey, Larry.
Yes, sir.
I am so glad to have you on. I love you, dear brother. I'm looking forward to hearing you preach tomorrow night.
Yes, sir. We're looking forward to it.
And let me ask you, do you have a question about what I'm talking about today? Am I making sense to you?
Yes, sir. You're talking about Trump being elected.
Yes, I'm talking about Trump taking a stand against this one world stuff. You know, the embassy, the Jewish embassy, our American embassy in Jerusalem, the only nation on the face of the earth with our embassy in Jerusalem. And this president did it because it was right to do it. And I have no question God was in it.
I have no question either, Pastor, that he was in it. Matter of fact, I believe it to be the will of God that we're in Jerusalem. And I'm in favor with what you're saying, that as long as we stay on Israel's side, we're going to protect for God in this last days of all the stuff that's going to be taking place here in America across the world.
Do you see, as I do, how Trump has dismantled so many things that have been put in place to tie us into the one world order?
Yes, sir. He has done that exactly the way you've been talking about this afternoon. I'm in 100% favor with what you're saying.
Well, it's a beautiful picture. And we Americans ought to be the happiest people on the face of this earth that we have a man who literally doesn't know prophecy, as far as I know. I know nobody in his cabinet, anybody in the White House staff. I don't know anybody that understands Bible prophecy like I'm teaching to you. But he's doing everything that I understand and know that needs to be done, and he don't even know it.
That's exactly right. He's right in there. He's not a political straight person, and he's not a biblical straight person. But he's the man that God ordained in there at the time for this nation and for this world.
Well, it's a joy to see it, Larry. It really is. And America was going down so fast. Obama almost destroyed us. Probably that man had to have been the most dark, devilish man that ever been in the White House. And it's a sad picture, and it don't have anything to do with the color of his skin. I like wonderful people with color as much as I like people with white. You know, I love people. There are so many wonderful Afro-American people. I call them people of color all over this city. And I'm telling everybody in the city listening to Joe Chambers, you must not vote for people who are part of the Democrat Party, because they literally are taken. I mean, and they have to vote according to the dictates of the Pelosi's and the Schumer's. I mean, those people run that party, and you do what they say, or like Manson up in West Virginia, you in trouble.
That's right. That's right.
And so I hope I can convince the wonderful black people of my city, people I love with all my heart. And I hear many good things from these people. And I know that many of them are listening to me. I had a minister, Afro-American minister recently, said to me, "Don't you ever change, Brother Chambers. If you knew the multitude of people who listen and look to you for advice and direction, you would never want to change." And I said, "Don't worry, sir. I don't know anything but what I talk about. I've never studied the other side to any degree that I could push the other side. I wouldn't push it if I could." You know, we are blessed people to know that this Bible is perfect. And the New World Order is coming, but before the New World Order begins, the rapture is going to occur.
It's going to take place. That's exactly right.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. You have a question you could ask me before I move on?
Well, as far as next 2 years, my question would be, what is America going to do if Trump does not get reelected?
Well, you're right. It would be terrible to lose the House and the Senate, but I don't think we will. I think God is on our side, and I think if we'll pray and keep this thing before God, anybody listening to me, you get on your knees and you stay there day and night. I don't mean all 24 hours. I mean over and over. Get on your knees between now and November the 6th, and let's believe God for America. And anybody out there listening to me, if you don't vote, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. If you don't vote, you're part of the other side.
That's right. That's right. We all need to get out and vote. We don't need to take it. Be like today this time.
Here's the thing about Brother Larry. When a person votes in a situation like America is in, you're voting for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. You're voting to keep America out of that one world order so that we can continue to help the Jewish people. So we continue to be a faithful friend to them and help them with their military. And if they get in a situation where they're overwhelmed, that we jump in there and make the difference, because we've got the greatest firepower. We probably have as much firepower in America as the rest of the whole world put together. We have got fantastic stuff in our behalf, and God has put us there so that we can stand for Israel. Nothing more important than that we stand for Israel.
Amen.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
God bless your heart. Now, I want you out there in radio land, in Facebook land, in internet land. We own three systems, Facebook, internet, and of course, Facebook, internet, and radio. And if you're listening to this and you've got an opinion, I want to hear it. If it's different than mine, I'll still listen. You're not going to be my enemy because you disagree with me. But I'm hoping you will understand that we have a president. He doesn't always do everything perfect. Sometimes he's kind of like a bull in a china closet, like a bulldog, you know. But he's standing up. He's fighting back. He's not taking their trash. He's not allowing them to get by with their junk, whether it be the media or the liberals in either party. It doesn't matter whether they're Republicans or Democrats. If they are liberal, they are on the wrong side of the Bible. They're on the wrong side of developing prophecy. They're on the wrong side of the good things happening, getting ready for the coming of the Lord. And I pray that they'll move to the right side, because it's a dangerous hour. All right, give us a call. 1-800-338-7884. I'm going to put my phone numbers up because I really want you to give me a call. I want to hear from you. I really do want to hear from you. Now, I want to make sure that you understand what I'm talking about. President Donald Trump and the One World Order. President Donald Trump and the One World Order. President Donald Trump he's taking a stand. He doesn't know all the things he's doing are actually fulfilling the Bible and backing us up from being one of the radical nations of that coming one world order. I don't want us to be a part of that radical desire, that radical direction. I want us to stand for right. Now, get on your phones. I've got to hear from you. I've got much to say. I can take you to the book of Revelation, chapter 18. I can show you how this is all a development of the ancient idea of Babylon, where you remember where the tower was being built to reach up into the heavens and to create a world religion of their own making. Well, the same thing's happening today. They're trying to create a one world religion. No Bible truth makes any difference anymore. We got so many versions of the Bible, and it's pick and choose, and it's a sad mess. It's a sad mess. If you're part of that one world religion, you just don't know what a mess you're putting yourself in. You really don't. Now, I want you to grab that number and call me, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Now, let me tell you what's happening with this one world system. They are preparing the one world system to where they can require everybody on the face of this earth to do their bidding, to do exactly what they say. That's how there will be developed a mark. A particular mark that everybody has to take in the forehead or the right hand. That mark will be such that you can put it in front of a scanner and go buy groceries. Whatever you want to do, you'll be able to do it with that mark. Without that mark, you won't be able to buy a speck of gas. You won't be able to buy a speck of groceries. You'll just be in a fix, a mess. You really will. So I'm telling you, this one world order, you got to understand, this one world order is preparing it for a one-man dictator, the Antichrist, to step into the scene. He'll have the religious crowd helping him because the one world religion is just as evil as the one world government is going to be. It's all being led by demons and devils. And there are millions of people who are in this charismatic world. I don't know. They all don't believe this, I'm sure. But they actually believe that during this coming period, they're going to be part of forcing the world to do what they want them to do. And their religion is going to become a dictatorial religion. And the evil that's going to come out of that is horrible. It's really horrible. The mark of the beast will probably be a beautiful religious mark. It will seem so innocuous. How's the right word there? It will seem so unassuming. It will not be scary. They won't give you a mark that makes you think you're a devil. They'll give you a mark that thinks you're a saint. You'll be joining a religion led by the devil, but you'll be deceived. The Antichrist will be able to perform miracles and do all kinds of things that make him look so like Christ. The imitation will be scary. I mean, scary to think about. Not scary to the people who take it, but scary for us to think about it when that day comes. That's why I'm going to be in that raptured crowd that's out of here. And if, you know, and many of you aren't ready for the rapture, you're just as cold and indifferent, and all you do is warm the pew. You have no fire in your belly. No fire in your heart. You're not on fire with God. And I'm telling you, it's time to get on fire with God. It really is. Now, I'm waiting for your calls. I really do want them. I really want your calls. You're that important to me. I want to answer your questions. I want to do my best to answer your questions. I want to do my best to answer your questions. It's going to be a wonderful day, a wonderful hour. I don't know what I did there. I hit the wrong thing and it took me out, but I'm still being heard, and I will be back there. I know that. And so just hold on and let me hit the right button here. Do. I still got some learning to do, and I'm back, and I'm okay. Thank you. Oh, that was just a moment. Good. I'm glad. Give us a call. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. I want to answer your questions. I really do. I really do. I love answering Bible questions and getting into these things. Now, I want to give you something today. I didn't tell my lady in there about this, but I want to give you an audio that I did some years ago on the Tale of Three Cities. The Tale of Three Cities. I hope you're listening to me, Sister Lucille. The Tale of Three Cities. I want to make that my gift today because it is outstanding. It is the tale of Rome and Babylon and Jerusalem. And I show the biblical order, how that first Babylon will be destroyed, and then Rome will be burned to the ground, and then Jerusalem will be the next object for the Antichrist to destroy. And that's when the battle of Armageddon occurs. And Christ comes down and cleans up the mess and judges the Antichrist. Oh, what a day that's going to be. Well, we're all there now, and everything's okay. We missed a little bit there, but we're right back. Now give me a call. I want to hear from you. I'm preaching in the morning on the fire of Pentecost. The fire of Pentecost. I don't want you to miss this. The fire of Pentecost. Going to be a special sermon. And you just heard Larry Hunt, Church of God preacher, Wilson Mills, North Carolina, down east, the Church of God pastor. And he'll be here to preach tomorrow night. And you won't want to miss it. Oh, the people over in Gastonia love Larry. He's preached there, Dallas, a lot of times. And so you don't want to miss it, okay? Make sure you are here to be a part of it tomorrow night. But in the morning, I want you to hear this city, the fire of Pentecost, the fire of the Holy Spirit. What the Holy Spirit will do in your life is the most breathtaking picture. I preached this Monday night down in Alabama, and the overseer for the Manual Holiness Conference is taking it with him on a mission trip, and is going to use a whole 3 days in a Bible teaching conference to teach what I preached Monday night. Now, he's going to have to, you know, dig into everything a little deeper than I had time to dig into. But I am proud that he loved it that much. I really am. And I can't wait till in the morning. Hallelujah. When I get in the pulpit, I'm a happy preacher. I love it. Now, we're dealing with Donald Trump and the One World Order. And we're showing you how he's unraveled all the many things that Obama and even the presidents prior Obama had put in place to make us a part of this coming one world order. I mean, all the way back to the first Bush, Father Bush, Grandfather Bush, whatever they called him. I remember when he became president, and he was the first one that I ever heard talking about a new world order. He began to talk about a new world order. It was scary to me because I knew it wasn't in God's plan. It wasn't in God's design. It was something out of God's design. But every president since then, to some degree, has been going along with that because it was almost political suicide not to go along with it. I mean, everybody would go after you as they have treated Bush. I mean, sorry, but Trump, but he can still make it. Now, they determined that every nation on the face of the earth will comply because they want every nation under this new order. They want every nation having all this required to control everything in the economic system. I mean, it really is a scary thing. And when you understand how it's coming, it really can scare you. Let me take you a moment. I'm waiting on calls now. I'd love to hear from you. But let me take you to Revelation chapter 18 and just read a little bit to you and let you see Revelation 18. We'll start with verse 1. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen. And that's going to be the capital of the Antichrist kingdom, Babylon the great. And this scripture says clearly, the capital city of the Antichrist, this is right down near the end of the 7 years. Right down as all of this is coming to a head, and they're going to march on Jerusalem, and the Christ, the Lord, is going to come for the battle of Armageddon. And so this is happening in the latter part of the 7 years. And cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. I mean, we're talking about the capital of the Antichrist kingdom that is evil to the core, and all nations have been made drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. That's the Antichrist kingdom. Antichrist kingdom, that's her capital. And they've made the world vile and wicked. And everybody's committing fornication. And this doesn't just mean fleshly fornication, but all kinds of fornication. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. I'm telling you that one world order will be a rich order. And it will be so rich that people want to join it because they want the rich riches that it proposes and prepares and provides for them. What an evil outfit. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, and that you be not partakers of her sins and receive not of her plagues. Now, this one world order is so evil that only the wicked join it. And the Lord is telling anybody that lives past the rapture, don't you be part of that one world order. Don't you come under their power. Don't you take their mark. You say, if I don't take their mark, I can't buy. That's exactly right. They're going to kill you one way or the other anyway. So you might as well get ready to die if you don't go in that rapture. Because if you stand for Christ after the rapture takes place, you're going to be a sitting duck, brother. They already know everything about us. You know that? They know everything about us. You can't hide. You can't hide from this one world order that's coming. And her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you. Reward her even as she rewarded you. And God hath remembered her iniquities. Now, you got to understand what we see the liberals doing, what we see the media doing, what we see the Democrat Party doing. You got to understand, God is keeping a record of every bit of that. And it's a wicked thing. Hillary, you hear her talking, and she don't want you to be civil anymore. She says you can't be civil with us Republicans, or us conservatives would be a better word for it, us conservatives that will not, do not want to continue to kill our unborn babies. And we do not want to continue to endorse same-sex marriage. And we don't want bathrooms where transgenders can go in the bathroom of their choosing. We don't want this garbage that they have imposed upon us by using a liberal Supreme Court. Now our president has replaced two conservative justices, and the whole idea has shifted back to the Constitution, back to not the Supreme Court legislating, but only checking the legislations of a duly elected Congress, a duly elected Senate and House. So these people are wicked. I'm telling you, you can see it everywhere you look. And you got to understand, I mean, most people do not know that what is developing all around them is a one world order. It's everywhere. It's developing everywhere you look. The one world religion developing everywhere you look. The one world economy developing everywhere you look. If you don't see that, then you don't know the Bible. That's the only answer. The Bible is clear, and I'm bringing it to you as straight as an arrow. Now, I want your calls. I want to spend these last 22 minutes on the phone with you. I want you calling. Now, I'm giving you this booklet. Understand this booklet. It is so powerful. It's all about Zechariah chapter 5 and the development of this one world order. It's material. Any preacher out there could preach it if you've got the courage to preach truth to your congregation. You say, well, if I preach something like this, they might leave me. You're right, they might. That's because they've been built on the wrong thing to start with. If they were Bible-believing people, if they were born-again Christians, they wouldn't leave you because you preach truth. I'm here, I'm telling you. I hope you're listening. So these things are very, very important. Absolutely important. Now, let's take the environment. The environment has been a Waterloo. I mean, I should say Waterloo. It has been the basic message of the liberal crowd. They knew that this environment idea, if they could convince everybody of their insanity, they knew that it would bring the world together as quickly and as easily as anything they could be a part of. And when our president took us out of that club, I guess we could call it a club, took us out of that, I mean, it really infuriated these poor people. They will do anything to destroy him. I just read this morning how many billionaires out of California and Hollywood that are setting all their sights on getting rid of Trump in 20. They are determined. I mean, they hope to get rid of him after this coming election if they can get enough people in the Senate to take over and the House to take over and start impeachment plans. That's their plan. I think they're going to fail. I think God's going to take care of us. I'm praying. I'm believing. I'm standing on the Bible. I know the one world order is coming. I know Jesus must come first. And I know the preparation for it has got to precede his coming so that when Jesus comes, it's ready to put together quickly and require the kind of obedience that they're going to require. I'm telling you, it is coming and you don't want to be a part of it. Now, I want to go back. I hate not to read all of this. I want to go to Zechariah because I want you to read Zechariah after the program is over. I want everybody out there to go into chapter 5 of Zechariah, next to the last book in the Old Testament, Zechariah. And I turned and lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a flying roll. That's the book in that day, a flying roll, a roll of literature, a roll of things written. And he said unto me, "What seest thou?" And I answered, "I see a flying roll. I see a flying roll, the length thereof 20 cubits, and the breadth thereof 10 cubits. Then said he unto me, "This is the curse that goeth forth over the whole earth." This is the curse. See, this is the time of the 7-year tribulation. The curse that goeth forth over the whole earth. For everyone that stealeth shall be cut off as on this side, according to it. And everyone that swears shall be cut off on that side, according to it. I will bring it forth, saith the Lord. I will bring it forth, saith the Lord. And it goes on and lays out the scenario of three women. See, women are a type, either of the pure or the false, one or the other. This case, it's the false. And they represent the coming one world order. And in my article, I show first woman representing one of these forces. I show the second woman representing the other of these forces. And the third woman representing the other of these three primary forces, and how they take over the earth and set up the one world order. It's the most perfect Old Testament picture of the coming one world order. And when you read it in Zechariah 5, and then you go to Revelation 18, you have the absolutely same order. You have the absolute same prophecy, but spoken with different words because it's prophetic. It has to be spoken in a language that can be prophetically interpreted, and you can understand what God is saying to us. And of course, I've been studying all of this for well over 50 years, and thank God he's helped me to dive right in and bring these things to your heart. Tim LaHaye said about our ministry one time, when you want the last word of Bible prophecy, you go to Paul Creek Ministry. They will always give you the last word of Bible prophecy. That was very kind of Tim, and I thank him for it. He's now with the Lord. But I'm telling you, we are there. We are there. And if you're not ready to meet God, you're playing dumb. You're playing horrible with your future. Get yourself right with God. Get on your face. Get God in your life. Give him all that you are. Give him all that you are. And again, I repeat, the environment was one of the big things. They are determined. They are determined to get America in their fold. But I believe in God's going to keep us out so we could protect Israel. Now, again, we are the only nation with our embassy in Washington. I mean, in Jerusalem. And that is a prophetic miracle. Now, could I tell you that it was actually 70 years ago when Israel became a nation, 1948. I was saved in 52, 4 years later. I'm grateful that God reached down there in a little community called Bushy Fork and got me and saved me and brought me into this Bible. And see, I couldn't even read when I got saved. I had to learn to read with the Bible so that I don't care about other books. I just love the old book, the blessed old book, the faithful book, the great book. And we are living in that time of his coming. Now, again, there's got to be questions out there that really need to be answered. Could I hear from you right now? Could I hear from you immediately? I would sure be grateful. I would love to hear from you, and I would love to be able to answer your question and to help you. And by the grace of God, we can learn and we can get ourselves right with God. Preachers, you've got to get in your pulpits, and you've got to start preaching this Bible. You got to start preaching this Bible. You got to start standing on it and start praying. Everybody out there, please join me in old-fashioned Holy Ghost praying between now and November the 6th for the election. I mean, pray and make sure you, if you're not rested, you go immediately Monday, Tuesday and get yourself rested and get yourself ready to vote. I mean, don't let nothing keep you. You are being disobedient to God. I believe that with all my heart. If you claim to be a Christian and you don't vote, and don't tell me you love America if you don't get out there and vote for these good conservatives because you want to take care of what is happening in Washington. Look at the financial gains that we have experienced. Look at how much better your finances are. Look at how much your taxes have gone down. Look at the good things God has done for you under this press. I mean, you don't want to go back to losing. You don't want to go back to that craziness. You really don't. God has ordained that America be used of him to protect Israel. Now, we have 15 minutes, 14 minutes, and I'm waiting on calls because I really want to answer questions. I want to help you with things that could be a great blessing to the listeners. What is your question? Why did God choose Israel? Let me ask that question. Why did God choose the nation of Israel? God chose the nation of Israel because he had to have a people through which he could use through hundreds and hundreds of years to the point in which he could bring his son into the world. Jesus said, salvation is of the Jews. Jesus said that when he was down in Samaria after that Samaritan woman had been wonderfully saved. Jesus said, salvation is of the Jews. They have been God's instrument and they've had their mistakes. They've had their sins. Right now they're in unbelief. They don't even receive the Christ, but they will soon receive the Christ and they will be wonderfully converted. Do you understand that? Now they don't receive the Christ and they will not be converted until, notice now, until after the 7-year tribulation period. Now, I hate that because of how they're going to suffer during all that period. It's going to be hell on earth for them. It really is hell on earth for them. But I am grateful. I am grateful in the Bible that we have a beautiful picture of God saving those Jewish people down near the end. God is going to reach in and get a hold of them and bring them out of their unbelief. The Jewish people are going to turn to Christ at that wonderful time. That's going to be a breathtaking day. That really is. Listen to Paul talking about that. Know you not, brethren, that I speak to them that know the law, how that the law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth. And he goes on to show them about the Jews. And he said that he would be willing, he literally would be willing to die if his Jewish family could be converted. But then he tells us, hath God cast away his people? This is the Jews. God forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. What ye not what the scripture saith to Elijah, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed the prophets, and they have digged down the altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But God said, no, you aren't left alone. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to me 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Oh, God is so faithful. See, God was defending his people. God still loves the Jews, and they are unique. They've done their sins, and they paid miserable for them. I mean, they have paid miserably for them. Everybody that gets into sin pays for it. Eventually, it becomes a great burden around your neck. And they certainly have borne theirs to the hill. But God has a plan. God has a plan. Isn't that wonderful? God has a plan. And God has a plan for us. I want to end today by making sure we understand God's plan for America. So many people put America down, and we've got our sins. We have killed so many unborn children. It's a wonder God hadn't completely erased us from the face of this earth. It is horrible what we've done. And the latter movement into the sodomite world, into same-sex marriage, into the transgender use of bathrooms, all of that, every bit of that came about because of liberalism and the Democrat Party. I'm telling you, and weak-kneed Republicans also were part of that, and no doubt about it. And so if you've ever voted, you've got to vote. You've got to vote when it comes time to vote on November the 6th. You've got to stand up and be counted. And I believe we are going to be. I believe we're going to be counted. I believe you out there listening to me, my wonderful friends of color, Afro-American people, Spanish people, it don't matter what your background is. You're my friends. I will give anything to be a blessing to you. I'll do anything to teach you the truth. I will not dare be racist. I have no racism in me. Not an iota of it. If it was, I'd strip it out some way, one way or the other. I love everybody out there. And I want us to continue as a nation to grow in our prosperity and be right here doing well, doing good, staying loose from the New World Order, preparing to be a blessing to Israel anytime they need us, and helping anybody else on the face of this earth that we can be a blessing to, because we have a responsibility. You have a responsibility. And I pray that God will help us to fulfill that responsibility. Now, you need to understand that once that rapture takes place and this new world order begins, if you're not saved, or if you are saved, let's talk about first, once that new world order begins after the rapture, there'll be several classes of people. One will be people that were saved but were cold and indifferent and pew warm. No fire in the pot, and no holiness in their life, and they're washed in the blood. They're saved. They become a Christian, but they've never built on it. They've never gone to any degree of devotion and dedication. They're not going in the rapture. My Bible says if you're neither hot nor cold, but lukewarm, I'm gonna spew you out of my mouth. He said it in Revelation 3. Go read it for yourself. Go read it for yourself, Revelation 3. If you need the hot and the cold, he's going to spew you out of his mouth. That is the ending of the church period in chapter 3, because in chapter 4, Revelation, is when the rapture takes place. And so he has to be talking to people in the church who are indifferent, who are cold and callous. Some of you used to be on fire. You used to be on fire. You used to be dedicated. You was in church every time the door was open. You were faithful to God. You were trying to win souls. If you're not trying to win others to Christ, you're not where you ought to be. Every one of us ought to be soul winners. Every one of us. Jesus said, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers into the harvest. I'm praying for laborers in the harvest. I'm praying for you to get in there and start winning souls and being on fire, because I want you, one, to win souls, and two, I want you to go in that rapture. I really do. It's that imperative. It's that imperative to go. I wouldn't miss that rapture for nothing on the face of this earth. There is nothing. I don't have my Juanita. And I ache for her every day. But this preacher is going to be faithful to God down to the last of the last. And when the rapture takes place, I'm looking forward to ascending in the sky, and I'll meet my Juanita coming out of her grave. What a day that's going to be, saints of God. What a day. What a day. Don't miss it. Now, this one world order is coming. You can't stop it. And you got to hear me. You cannot stop it. It is coming. It is preparing every day stronger and stronger, more complete and more overarching, taking the whole world into its grips, getting everybody ready, every nation ready. America is a blessed nation, because right now we're going the opposite direction, because God wants to use us. God wants to use America. God wants to protect the Jews. He isn't doing it just for us. We deserve to be destroyed with everything we've done. And we saints would have prayed like we should have. We may not have ever had some of the liberal leaders that we've had. God gives you what you deserve sometimes, not really what you need. And we had what we deserved, but now we got what we needed. Desperately needed, because God loves his people, Israel. Do you hear me? I prophesy to you, friend. I declare to you in the name of the Lord, by the Holy Ghost, I feel it as I'm saying it. God loves his people Israel, and God is helping us Americans. God is turning our nation around and turning us back so that we can be a helper to his people in the time of darkness. Now, the raptured people are going to leave here. We won't be here for it. But there's a multitude of people out there who know the truth. They're just not ready to go. And so they're going to have to die, and it's going to be a murderous time. But somehow God's going to help America to keep standing with Israel. That's my opinion, and that's what I'm praying for, and that's what I hurt for. I have two things on my heart. I have you and Israel. You and Israel. I love the nation of Israel. I love the Jewish people. I know they are called of God. I know they're in unbelief, and they right now need a miracle. No ifs and ands about it. They need a miracle. But I'm here to tell you, my friend, it's a joy to know that the moment is coming when God is going to turn to them. If you don't believe me, go to the book of Romans chapter 11. Read it. Go to the book of Romans chapter 11 and read it. Then go to Revelation 18 and read it and watch how it comes to a conclusion, how that God judges that wicked crowd and God judges that Antichrist order. God brings all of that to complete judgment, and he cleans this earth up of all that filth, and he sets up his kingdom to reign on the earth 1,000 years. Now, isn't this amazing? Let's follow the order now. We're right now in the closing era of the church. The church is in a compromised position, but God's got people hid away in different quarters of the earth. Just like he said to Elijah, God's reserved unto him some thousands, maybe even millions of godly people. Some of them Americans, some of them in different countries of the world, but they're holding on to truth, and they're loving the Bible, and they're doing right, and they're living clean, and they're ready to go in that rapture. And then there's that great crowd of wicked people. Once the rapture takes place, they're going to start getting saved. And the Bible says in chapter 6, as they're getting saved, the Antichrist is murdering them and treating them like dogs and doing great damage against them. And it's going to be a slaughter that goes on all over the earth after that rapture. Anybody that turns to Christ will be slaughtered. Anybody that names the name of Jesus will be slaughtered. It will be a multitude. Millions of people will die for their faith after that rapture. Some of you listening to me right now, you're lukewarm and indifferent, and I've tried to move you, and you won't move. I've tried to wake you and you won't wake. I've tried to say to you, the Bible makes this plain and you won't hear me. You've been told anybody that's got a little bit of religion is going to go in the rapture. And I'm trying to tell you, only people going in that rapture are the blood-washed, God-loving, Holy Ghost-filled saints of the living God who are living obedient and surrendered lives. They're on fire. I said to a man this week, are you on fire as much as you used to be? And he said, no. I said, well, then you're not ready for the rapture. I said, you're lukewarm. You're indifferent. You're not going in the rapture. And people won't pay me no attention. Why don't you listen to it? I mean, it's the truth. I've been saying this 45 years on this radio. And some of you have listened, but many of you have not. Some of you used to be on fire loving what I say. And now you're cold and indifferent, and you're not hardly listening. You're probably doing something besides listening. I'm here to tell you, friend, it's almost over. It's almost over. As soon as that rapture's over, those 7 years begin. It's going to be hell on earth. Hell on earth. Many will be saved. In the middle of the tribulation, the 7 years, all the righteous who repented and got right with God will be resurrected. In the middle of the 7 years, there'll be an incredible resurrection of those who get saved during those first 3.5 years. An incredible revelation. Read the book of Revelation chapter 7. Go to verse 11. It's very plain. You can't miss it. John says, where did these come from? And the answer comes back, these are they that came out of great tribulation, have washed their garments and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Are you listening to me? Are you listening? Well, I'm about to go here. Great day. What a delight. What a joy. I got almost a minute. Not quite. Listen, don't forget, in the morning, I'm preaching on the fire of the Holy Spirit. What I preach in the morning could get anybody ready for the rapture this year. You could get ready before the morning is over if you're not ready right now. You could get saved. You could get your heart cleaned up and get sanctified. You could get full of the Holy Ghost. You could get ready in the morning. And then tomorrow night, Brother Larry Hunt, another great opportunity for God to do his work among us. My friends, it's going to be great. I want you to get ready. I do. I want you to go with me when we go up through the sky. I said, I want you to go with me when we go up through the sky. Are you ready? Are you ready? I said, are you ready? Don't miss it in the morning. I love you.
And the Master so gently will lead us away beyond that blessed heavenly shore. But I'm living by faith in Jesus above, and I'm trusting, confiding in His great love. And from a heart safe in His sheltering arm, I'm living by faith, and I feel no alarm. On that last verse once more, our Lord will return to this earth some sweet day. Our troubles will be o'er. And the Master so gently will lead us away beyond that blessed heavenly shore. Oh, I'm living by faith in Jesus above, and I'm trusting, confiding.